My name is Carrie Francis. I'm from Crawfordsville. Born and raised here. I am a social worker here in town. I do ministry work at Celebrate Recovery here at Rock Point, a 12-step program. So I've been involved in that since it started in 2010. Have a big family. I'm the youngest of 18 children. I have one daughter, Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Carolyn, and I'm a sophomore at Crawfordsville High School. I play soccer and basketball, and I'm involved in activities at the high school, such as peers, and just got inducted in the National Honor Society today.
You had a unique story that you wanted to tell. That's why you wanted your daughter here.
Okay. Yeah, she knows about just what I went through and what I put her through when I was addicted. When I think about when it started, I graduated from high school, did fairly well in high school, graduated
19th.
Yeah, in the top 20 of my class. And then I had went off to college, and I just remember not really fitting in or feeling like I fit in there. So I ended up getting involved with a much older guy who introduced me to drugs. And so I was 18 and he was 30. And we, it began with marijuana and then eventually cocaine. Slowly the addiction began to take over more and more of my life. I briefly got in contact with one of my friends who we went to high school with, and we were really good friends. I made a plan that I would go down to Bloomington and transfer to IU and move in with her. And so I went down to Bloomington, and I went to inpatient treatment for like 7 days. And I began going to NA and began taking classes at IU. So things were going pretty good. You know, I had maintained my sobriety for 7 months, but I wasn't the same as I was in high school. I was very self-motivated and made really good grades, but the addiction just started to really change me and change my personality. I wasn't the same person, the girl that I once was. And then I went to IU and started, it's kind of like history began to repeat itself. I met a guy who was much older than me again, and he used drugs recreationally. And then I relapsed on cocaine, and this time there was domestic violence. It just spiraled out of control. So my parents, my sweet parents, who never done a drug in their life, they did suggest that I come home after all this happened with. So I did. I came back to Crawfordsville, but I came back with the same addiction that I ran away from. And then it got even worse. I ended up meeting her father because of drugs. That's what, that is honestly what drew us together.
He was a dealer, wasn't he?
Yes, so he dealt. And this is before I had Carolyn's. At this point, I just basically did drugs day and night. And this is when methamphetamine was just coming into Montgomery County, and so he began to make meth, and I got pregnant about 6 months after that we met, and there was this mindset that things would change, like he would change when the baby would come, he was going to get a job and fly right, and I was going to change. So after I had her, things didn't get better. And actually, things continued to get worse. We had a very sick relationship. Again, he was sick, I was sick, and we were kind of drawn to each other. But what was really bad about this is I had a baby girl to take care of, and I couldn't take care of her. I couldn't honestly take care of myself. But at this time, I was using so much that I was almost delusional a lot of times. One night, it was the day after his birthday. It was on the May 19th of 2001. I was so messed up that I had her, and I was coming. I had just came from Crawfordsville from seeing my mom, and him and I were living at Lafayette at the time, and so I was going back to Lafayette, and the sky would turn dark, and then it would turn really light, and then dark and light. It was May, and so in my drug-induced mind, I thought that the world was ending, and she was
22 months,
and so I got out of the car, and then I got her out of the car, and she wandered into the road on 231.
Wow.
And then these people stopped by, were driving by, and so they stopped and just looked at, like, what is going on, and went out and picked her up and brought her to me, and they asked me if she was my daughter, and I said that she was, and then they asked me what I was doing, and I couldn't answer what I was doing. I was confused and drugged up and just really lost. And so they called the police, and I gave him my mom's phone number as well. And so my mom was able to come and pick up Carolyn, and so they let Carolyn go home with my mom. And then I went to jail, charged with child neglect and OVWI. And after that night, my life has never been the same, because I had made a decision to turn my life over to Christ. And after that, when I think my world was ending, it actually was, because it was never the same after that. I knew that if I chose to do meth, I would lose my daughter, and I didn't want to lose her. And so I went to my parents' house, and they let Carolyn and I stay with them. I began attending church, and I felt really strange because I didn't grow up in a church, and I was coming, like, from the drug world into church, and the people there were really loving and hugging and stuff, and I thought it was kind of weird. And I finished my treatment before I even went to court. I had all that done. I really just felt like I was starting to be a mother, being able to just to put her first and to spend time with her, and just all those things that were buried underneath the drugs just came to life. I when I think about drugs, I think about it as the just night of the living dead. It's like you're alive, but you're really dead, because you're you know, it just kills your soul, because you can't, I mean, that's all you think about, and that's all you want to do is go get more, and it just rules your time, your mind, everything. And even if you do love people, you definitely are not able to show it, because just everything driven is for the drugs. I'm most proud of her, really. I mean, she's just, I've raised her, but she is such an awesome, awesome kid.
I just don't think she gives herself enough credit, because you wouldn't believe the number of people I've heard say, like, come up to her and be like, you telling your story has changed my life, and you're just to have the courage to get up in front of people and talk about it. It's just so amazing to me. And I had a friend in school, actually. He texted me once, and he was telling me about how he's experimenting with drugs, and it just breaks my heart when people like my peers tell me that, because I just know how the path it can take to people, and it just kind of hits close to home. And I was just like, you know, you don't really need that. I, like, kind of told my mom's story. I was like, my mom's giving her testimony at Sober Recovery this week. Like, you should go check it out if you want to. Like, I mean, I wasn't trying to be pushy or anything. I was just like, you know, I mean, if you're just looking for something just to see how drugs can go, you should really go. And he ended up going and texted me the next day, and he was like, your mom's story is so inspirational, and just really makes me think twice before I use drugs. So I just don't think she gives herself enough credit on the number of people she's influenced.